I don't know whether you are familiar with the phrase right to repair. It's a coalition of various interest groups that have got together to try and fight the linkage when you buy a new car, usually. There is a linkage between your warranty and your servicing your car at that dealership or a dealership within that brand and using their parts. If you go to an independent service provider in your area because you know Seggy well and you've used him for your older cars for 20 years and you want him to service your new car, then the manufacturers have said your warranty is voided. And the Competition Commission on Friday gazetted draft guidelines that seek to do away with these practices. Fulham Ho is the CEO of Auto Boys and the vice chair of Right to Repair South Africa. Fulham, good afternoon.
Hi, John. Good afternoon.
What do the draft regulations or the draft guidelines say?
I think you summed it up quite well. I mean, that was one of the points. The big and I think important thing is that in these guidelines, they really stop the bundling of this extended service plan with the selling of the new car. So, you know, the OEMs in the past have used the bundling to make sure that vehicles from 0 to 3 years or 0 to 4 years are only serviced in the dealership workshops. Okay, so with the new codes that have come out, or new guidelines that have come out, it really is a win for the consumer. You know, it really allows access to the market that previously wasn't there. So in general, we think it's a win for the consumer.
And does this mean, does this make it illegal for, I go and buy a new, okay, let me name the Toyota Corolla. It's a very popular car. Lots of them are sold. I go and buy a Toyota Corolla from ABC Toyota dealership in Goodwood. I can then, for the 3 years of my warranty, have that car serviced by anybody and have the original Toyota parts replaced by any other part that fits? Or how far does this go?
I don't think we're not quite there yet. These are just guidelines, and it's been gazetted, so it's open for comment. Interested parties should comment before the 16th of March. But the feeling is that it's certainly a step in the right direction. South Africa is the only country where, you know, I think in the world, actually, where there's a bundling of the service plan with the selling of the new car. There's no transparency around the service plan at all. So, like I said, we think it's a step in the right direction. We will see what the final published guidelines are. It's not law. Okay, so even when they publish these guidelines, it's not law. But it is a, like it says, it's a guide for how the Competition Commission actually views how competition should be in the automotive aftermarket.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, it still has to become formalized because it is open. Yes. These draft guidelines are open for public comment.
But that's right.
If they continue in their current form, then if the guy who sells me the car doesn't want to follow the guidelines, there's nothing I can do. So I have to, before I buy the car, make sure that the dealership from which I buy the car is going to waive the bundled product.
Right. So I don't think the Competition Commission has been completely black and white. There's still a little bit of gray there. But certainly they would view a transgression of these guidelines, I think, in a poor light. And they obviously have powers to investigate, to fine, and the whole lot in terms of what the commission does. So if they are, because that is, and the final guidelines are published, I certainly think the motor manufacturers would think twice about some of the current practices that they are actually using.
And you don't represent the original, the OEMs, the original equipment manufacturers, but my understanding is that they've been fighting this quite hard. They don't think it's going to be good for the consumer.
Well, this is, I think freedom of choice is good for the consumer, right? Whether you want to do that or whether you want to go to the OE dealership or go to aftermarket dealership, like you said, I think that choice is fundamentally a choice that where the consumer actually wins, right? In terms of the OEMs fighting this, yes, this has been coming for the last 2-3 years. So I'm not sure if you understand or know the history, But in the beginning, the commission wanted to publish a voluntary code. Okay, so they went and canvassed a bunch of opinion from lots of people. And at the end of the whole exercise, they realized that the parties or the different interest groups were just so far apart that they said, this needs to be, this can't be voluntary. This must be mandatory. Okay, so that's where we are now. But will the motor manufacturers be happy about this? No, I don't think so. Is it good for the consumer? Is it good for transformation? Is it good for access? Is it good for small and medium enterprises that are normally the backbone of any economy? I would say yes, it's a step in the right direction.
And I presume one just goes to the Competition Commission website and searches there for the draft guidelines on this issue, and that provides one with the details where one can make comment if one feels so strongly about that.
Yes, yes, you can. Yeah, you know, I would encourage everyone to comment. I mean, at the end of the day, a vehicle is probably your second most expensive purchase, right? So this affects all of us, and it certainly affects the 8,000, 9,000 independent workshops there are in the country. It affects their ability to, you know, be relevant or, you know, into the future. I think it affects the OEs. So, yeah, I mean, I think this is a topic that is it's important to lots of people.
I mean, I don't know how it works and how it might work in the future in terms of, is it Toyota South Africa, Volkswagen South Africa, BMW South Africa, which will make a ruling and then put that ruling out to its dealer network across the country to say that we are, you know, we're going to abide by the guidelines, or whether it's going to be left to individual dealerships within VW SA or Hyundai SA or Ford SA to make that decision.
Right. Listen, I don't think the dealerships and their relationship with the motor manufacturers, that's normally a very centralized relationship. So policy that comes out, you know, normally applies to dealerships across the board. So I certainly don't think that any individual dealership will make a call without getting sort of explicit support from the OEM at the, like you say, VW South Africa, Mercedes South Africa, or Toyota South Africa. That is going to be a decision I am certain that it's going to be taken at that level. And how they apply it, you know, will be at dealership level.
Thank you very, very much, Philem Ho, the CEO of Auto Boys and the Vice Chair of Right to Repair South Africa.